Then there are DACA recipients, another group of young immigrants facing an uncertain future under President Trump. They've been protected from deportation by the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, DACA. Now they could face deportation as Trump phases the program out, unless Congress passes new legislation to shield them again. Janet Napolitano led the U.S. Department of Homeland Security when DACA began. She's now president of the University of California system. And Napolitano and the UC system are suing the Trump administration over its decision to end DACA.
We're suing because we have thousands of students who are enrolled in DACA. We have employees who are enrolled in DACA. They are valued members of our university community, and we believe that the decision to end the program is wrong. It's wrong on the law, it's bad policy, and it's inconsistent with our values.
You were actually the author of the DACA program, so can you just take us back to that moment, remind us what was going on, and describe what went into the decision to do that executive action?
We started DACA in the wake of Congress's inability to pass meaningful immigration legislation, specifically a DREAM Act. So we at Department of Homeland Security, when I was there, undertook the legal analysis and the administrative action necessary to remove these young people from the fear of deportation.
Leading up to that legal analysis, was there a kind of a eureka moment where you and President Obama realized there might actually be a way to protect these young people?
There was a moment, and it was in my office as secretary when I had asked the staff what could we do for these young people, and they came in with a suggestion involving only those young people who were already in deportation proceedings, of which there were very few. And I said, well, what about a program by which all of them would be eligible to apply for deferred action? And that was kind of the eureka moment. And we put the lawyers to work, worked up the legal basis for doing what became DACA, and we worked up the administrative procedures that would be necessary to do it.
What do you say to critics of DACA who argue that it was designed as a short-term solution, but by being renewable, it is in some ways kind of a permanent solution?
Well, I don't know that that's a criticism. I think that being subject to renewal simply restates that these individuals remain low priority from an enforcement perspective, and any deportation should rightfully be deferred, and they should be eligible to work in the United States.
How hopeful are you that if DACA does go away, it'll be replaced by something legislated by Congress that's more permanent and just as beneficial for young people?
Well, we're going to continue to advocate that Congress take some action. So in a way, this is a belt and suspenders approach. We're seeking judicial relief, but we're also seeking congressional action. Those things are not inconsistent at all. And, you know, anything that can be done to save DACA and to provide some relief for its recipients is worth going for.
Janet Napolitano, the former head of the Department of Homeland Security, now the president of the University of California. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.